Update. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalu.
Now, it is sex therapy time.
Warning.
The following item is not recommended for little ears.
Because it's time for a dose of sex therapy with Rachel Cook.
And on the show today, we're going to be talking about Cardi B's latest song, WAP, featuring Megan Thee Stallion. Here's a little clip of it. It's so bold.
Looking wild, look at my mouth, look at my thighs. It's wet, it's wet. Come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. That's role play. I wear disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Make me dream, make it...
WAP is topping a lot of charts. It has received widespread acclaim from music critics who praised its sex-positive message. However, it has been criticised for its sexually explicit nature. So to discuss this in more detail, I'm joined by our lovely sex and relationship therapist, Rachel Cook. Good morning.
Hiya, Jen.
Hiya.
I'm feeling feisty. I'm looking forward to this.
I knew you'd like this one, Rachel. I thought she's going to really enjoy chatting about this. But before we get into the WAP chat, can I just ask your opinion? Because we've been talking all morning about couples who sleep separately. And I just wanted to ask, what are your thoughts on couples who sleep in separate beds?
Do you know what? I think it is brilliant. I'm seeing more and more people come into my practice, you know, as couples, as individuals, people in other configurations of relationships that are really singing the praises of this. And, you know, that it can be either something that is an option that happens sometimes. It can be something that you decide is the norm, but then you might regularly still decide to sleep in the same bed. Or you really decide that you have your sort of separate sort of parts of the flat or the house, and then you really make a kind of an effort when you decide to, you know, be it specifically have sex or just sleep together. So I think it's great.
So let go of the stigma and give it a go if it means you're getting a good night's sleep.
If it does mean that, you know, for the amount of people that I know whose lives are really, really negatively impacted by having poor quality sleep, you know, I think that it's a great thing. And it doesn't, absolutely does not have to mean that you aren't intimate, that you aren't close with each other. And, you know, I don't know if you were talking about this morning, but I know I've talked about it before, is that like the history of why people sleep together in the same bed is actually mostly related to the fact that furniture was very, very expensive back in the day. And so you couldn't really afford to be having multiple beds. And also heating was super expensive, you know, decades, hundreds of years ago. Well, it wasn't invented, obviously, many hundreds of years ago. And so people slept together for very practical reasons.
God, that makes so much sense. I'm actually going to do up a spare room now for Leo, and he's going to be moving in there permanently. Okay, let's get back to WAP. So what is it for people who don't know?
Yeah, so WAP, it stands for Wet Ass Meow Meow. And it's a collaboration between two of rap's hottest artists. So we've got Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, as you said. And this is basically, it's a song with an amazing video. It's just a gleefully filthy musical and visual ode to genitalia. You know, it features a mansion with breast-shaped fountains, rooms filled with snakes and a jaguar, loads of twerking and amazing dancing. And the two women rapping about their sexual desires and encounters. And interestingly, there's no men in the video. The only time you hear a male voice is as part of the hook of the song, which is taken from another song. And social media has gone into meltdown over it. You know, it's been praised as the song of the lost summer. And then other people have said it's completely wrecking feminism and setting us back 100 years.
Okay, so let's just explain to people what are some of the lyrics. Now take it easy, but what, go for it. Now, I'm not expecting you to rap these, but what are some of the lyrics in the song?
Right, we've got bring a bucket and a mop for this wet ass pee.
Yeah.
Extra large and extra hard. Put this pee right in your face.
Now there's a flaw there already, because we were talking about the size of a man's penis, and it doesn't matter, so it doesn't have to be extra large and extra, does it, you know?
No,
there
it doesn't.
Go. Okay, there's a flaw. Doesn't. Okay, keep going. Go.
Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I want to ride. I do a Kegel while it's inside.
Ooh.
I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. It goes on and on. There's great. I need not a garden snake. I need a king cobra. And I really like this one. He got a beard while I'm trying to wet it. I let him taste it. Now he diabetic.
Oh God, great lyric. So why are so many people in a hoo-ha over this?
Well, look, I think this is really caused outrage. And I think what we're seeing is the still lingering double standard of sexualizing women, but also criticizing their sexual expression. Pretty much every second club song from a male artist features lyrics about banging women right, left and center in great detail. You know, explicit lyrics and misogyny have been the acceptable norm. You know, Eminem, for example, he openly raps about rape and domestic violence. Many artists, male artists, rap about sex. So the question it's really raising is that, like, if no one bats an eyelid about violent and graphic lyrics coming from men, why is the world still so fearful and outraged by open female sexuality? You know, it's like the second a woman raps about her libido, this sort of pearl clutching begins and people feel the need to weigh in. So I think we're just looking at a deeper issue. So, like, over the last few decades, women have become increasingly prominent in music and especially hip hop, and they've been plagued by what's called the Madonna whore dichotomy. So this refers to the kind of polarized perceptions of women and how they can only ever be seen as one of two things, either an innocent and pure version or this sort of dirty, salacious, like prostitute who is promiscuous, and that's seen as this terrible thing. So it's just a lot of hypocrisy, you know.
I got a text message or a message on my Instagram. I'm just going to read it out to you from a mum. It says, "I'm delighted to hear WAP is finally being talked about. It's a disgusting, cringe-inducing song that patronises both sexes. I have three boys and the thought of them listening to that muck and the way it portrays women is sickening."
Yeah, and look, I'm not denying that WAP is filth. It's an absolute tour de force of filth. Yeah. It's not for everyone, but you know what? That's okay. No one's obliged to listen to it if they don't want to. Mm-hmm. But just because you don't like it doesn't mean that it's bad or morally wrong.
Okay.
You know, so what I think we're looking at is that we're flipping what's been happening for decades on its head, where men have been able to do this. Men have been the sort of arbiters of what women's sexuality is, what can be talked about. Think of the amount of songs that talk about men boasting about the size of their penis, what kind of sex they like, how long they have sex for, the positions they like to have it. So, you know, I think there's been a real dose of criticism about the language with which men speak about women in music.
Yeah.
But you don't have to like it in order to see it as still being something that can be provoking a conversation. And you don't have to think that it's polite. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to listen to it if you don't like it, but it doesn't mean that it's wrong or bad.
But there is a line in it, Rachel, that says the man is saying there are whores in this house repeatedly.
Well, and this is what I really like about this song, is that that is a hook that was taken from a song that is pretty old. I think it's a couple of decades old, possibly even. And so what there's a history of women in hip hop doing this. Female rappers like Lil' Kim, Missy Elliott, Salt-N-Pepa have paved the way for today's artists by rapping about their own sexual desires. And they have been sampling and flipping the sexist narratives of their male counterparts to change the message of the original song. So in music, this is called interpolation. Mm-hmm. So in 93, we had Queen Latifah. She responded to NWA's song called A Bitch is a Bitch with her song Unity. And so she opened the first verse by saying, "Who you calling a bitch?" in the same melody and rhythm as NWA's version. Then we've got Nicki Minaj doing the same thing in Anaconda. So what she did was she sampled Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back, which is basically a song about big arses. And what she does is she controls the original message carefully, starting and stopping Mix-a-Lot's voice multiple times. So what she does is she flips the narrative of Sir Mix-a-Lot's objectification of women and puts herself as the sexual subject of her own song. And in WAP, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion once again take a sample that was originally misogynistic and they flip it to what many people would see as empowering women. So actually, yes, WAP, the bass line is a loop of a song by someone called Frank Ski, which is actually from 1993. So
wow,
it's nearly 30 years old.
Okay, so it's like the women taking control back. Really?
Yeah, so the words whore, similar to bitch and slut, they've been reclaimed by female rappers as a term of empowerment. And so, you know, not everybody is going to see it that way, But this is an interesting way to look at it, that female rappers are rewriting originally misogynistic songs and creating a new narrative. And WAP is one of many examples of that. It's a catchy song with what can be seen as an empowering message and also a playful message, you know, that it doesn't mean you have to subscribe to the ideas in it. But I think it is time for the world to wake up and realise that women enjoy sex just as men and can talk about these things.
A lot of texts coming in already to 51552. Somebody says, I love this song. There's so many already out there from a straight man's point of view. This is the first song that's an example of what some women want. If you don't like it, don't listen to it. Another texter says, Jen, my daughter is 11. Her and her friends love it, especially on TikTok. They don't understand the lyrics, but love these strong women. I think she's hilarious.
Yeah, and I think this is great, right? Of course, this stuff is not appropriate for, you know, children to be like, they're not going to understand it. But it's also no worse than many of the songs that are on the radio especially in rap and hip hop by men. Mm-hmm. So I think this is actually really good for opening up conversations, especially with teens who are going to understand more and be talking about it anyway, you know, so... I'm not saying that I think that all music should sound like this, but I think there is a place for this. And when we are looking at exploring it being more equal for people of all genders, then we can have conversations about it and still be able to keep people safe. You know, what I think is interesting is how many high profile people have been weighing in on the song. You know, I don't know if you've seen, there was a what's now gone viral video, but where the conservative political commentator Ben Shapiro, he reads out the lyrics to WAP like I just did. Comments on how vulgar there are. He even went as far as to tweet that his wife, who's a doctor, told him that a vagina that's so wet that it requires a bucket and a mop, as Cardi and Megan boast to have, is likely a sign of an STD. And it was hilarious what went down after that. But we've had, like, American politicians. One said, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion are what happens when children are raised without God and without a strong father figure. Their new song, The WAP, which I heard accidentally, made me want to pour holy water in my ears. And I feel sorry for future girls if this is their role model. Someone else said, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion just set the entire female gender back by 100 years with their disgusting and vile WAP song. And then we had singer CeeLo Green. He absolutely condemned it. He said,
what?
A lot of music today is very unfortunate and disappointing on a personal and moral level. He said in an interview, there was once a time when we were savvy enough to code certain things. We could express to those it was meant for with the style of language we use. But now music is shameless. It's sheer savagery. Now, that's particularly interesting because CeeLo Green was accused of spiking and raping a woman in 2012.
Okay.
And he was also the center of controversy back in 2014 when he basically, what he tweeted was, if someone is passed out, they're not even with you consciously, so with implies consent. People who have been really raped, remember. So he has a seriously problematic past. Now, he's come out and he has apologised for his comments, but him sort of lamenting a loss of coded language is really creepy. It speaks volumes.
It is creepy. Can I ask you then, what sort of questions can people ask themselves who feel outraged by this song?
Yeah, look, I think think critically about your own judgments. Question yourself, what is it that you find disgusting about this? Why do you think you know, can you really recognize that you're having double standards when you know, are you only noticing this song but haven't noticed the many decades of songs sung by men and spoken by men? You know, and so read about sex positivity, read about feminism. The majority of people who seem to have, you know, strong opinions about this being outrageous, disgusting, morally wrong, I find when I speak to them, have not read anything about the history of feminism, about, you know, specifically intersectional feminism. So they often have very, very little information. And, you know, it's not like everyone's obliged to know everything about the history of, you know, rap and hip hop, but certainly inform yourself if you're going to have opinions.
Or listen to the show, because we'll have you on and you can do that for them.
Oh.
Can I ask you, Rachel, just going back to that woman who messaged me saying she was delighted to hear WAP finally being talked about. It's disgusting, cringe-inducing song. She doesn't want her three boys listening to it. They're going to hear it, I suspect, because we play it all the time. But what kind of conversations should she be having with her sons? about this song, or parents. Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about what this means. The fact that, you know, one of the reasons why, you know, Cardi and Megan have built their empires on being talented rappers who are also sexual beings, and they're killing it. You know, and so talking about how the scene for different people of different genders, you know, maybe even if you don't know about the history, that might be something that you do with your kids, that you decide that you're going to read up about this and talk to each other about it. Talking about what empowerment might mean, or, you know, what your ideas of decency and morality are. A lot of people just haven't really asked themselves these questions.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, important then that, like, if you're expecting to kind of impart your morality on your kids, but you're not even really, you haven't really questioned your own. You know, often if you've grown up with, it could be certain ideas around religion or spirituality, or, you know, just shame around sex. I think that songs like this are opening up very, very important conversations. No one is obliged to like it or even necessarily, you know, support it. But it is opening up the conversation about the fact that society still hates sexual women, and particularly sexually confident Black women. And this is a big issue. And I think that we can have loads of very connecting, interesting, informative conversations with anybody, but especially, you know, our own children about this.
Like we've just had. And thank you so much for that. That is Rachel Cook, psychotherapist and mental health consultant. Rachel will be back next week, as always. And if you have any questions that you would like us to put to her, anything at all, get in touch with the team 24/7. Jen@rte.ie is the email, and you can use that any time of the day or night. And just a reminder,
in a while, look at my mouth, look at my thighs, it's wet, it's wet, come take a dive, tie me up like I'm surprised, that's role play, I wear disguise, I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage, make me dream, make it.
It's okay, you can all come out now, because sex therapist Rachel has now left the building.
2FM.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.